This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in, to give musicians an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures. Self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
I don't really know how to start a podcast. I had a whole Looney Tunes theme thing that I made before, but unfortunately, you know, copyright and stuff, can't really do that. But yeah, hi, I'm Alice, people call me Birth, and I'm gonna entertain you for a little bit. I hope you don't mind. So if they're really starting a world war, I swear I will take you so, so far away. I'll take everyone with me and fly a UFO in outer space. We'll be gone before they can reach us. Oh, that money won't help them escape. You know, I wish I could be a dog and save this planet from the human race. 21st century, what a time to be alive. Oh, 21st century, what a time to be alive. 21st century, what a time to be alive. Oh, 21st century, what a time to be alive. Day 28 of self-isolation. I am actually in my little studio that I built on a farm in New Jersey. I should actually tell you how I got here in the first place, because it's definitely something that's never happened to me before. I came to New York from London. I had some things to do here, release party, and then most importantly, South by Southwest was supposed to be happening, and then it got canceled. So yeah, so I was here, and in all of that, and all the meetings, and in all the craziness that was happening in the U.S., still people weren't really paying too much attention to anything relating to coronavirus. So in all this craziness, my wisdom teeth started killing me. Both of them at the same time, my bottom ones. Like, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat, I couldn't do anything. My head was hurting all the time, so I figured that I had to take him out. Obviously, you know, in the U.S., everything is so expensive. When it comes to that, I was lucky enough to have a friend who found a dentist in Jersey for me, and he helped me out with that. So I went and got my surgery. They actually had to take out 3 wisdom teeth, which were all the ones I had. Apparently one wasn't, I mean, this is very uninteresting for this story, but yeah, I only have 3 wisdom teeth. I mean, now I have none, but you know, I used to. Anyway, so I was supposed to come here to this farm in Jersey for a week to recover from that, but it's been 28 years. I meant days. I mean, honestly, it might as well be years. It's been 28 days, and I'm still here. And I'm currently here with 4 llamas, 1 horse, 1 donkey with bangs. This is really important. A parrot, a dog, 2 cats, 1 who's inside, 1 who's outside, my girlfriend, my friend Jason, my friend Allegra, and her parents. So it's really interesting. It's really cool. I didn't really know Allegra's friends with Jason, and that's why we're here in the first place. But, you know, it's also interesting to be stuck somewhere with, I mean, we're not stuck, obviously. We could go back to New York anytime, but it's really nice here. And it's interesting to be here with people you don't know too well, because you get to find out so many things, you know, a lot of fresh conversations for sure are happening. Anyway, I think at this point I might just play another song. You hear me really far because I just moved my mic. Unfortunately, I do not have a mic stand right now. So, yeah, you know, we gotta do what we can. This song is called Supermarket, and I think that it's definitely a self-isolation themed song even without wanting to be. People are just people, they don't know what they're after. Oh, oh. Thought you were gliding fast, but I'm falling faster. Oh, oh. I'm better wear a helmet, this could be a disaster. Oh, oh. I jump from a mountain onto the mattress. So, oh, oh, what will you do with you? And oh, what will you do with you? Oh, oh, what just people, they don't know what they're after. Oh, oh. Swimming in supermarkets, looking for answers. Oh, oh. At least we'll walk in water when it turns into plastic. Oh, oh. But I swear you could grow some trees on a bathroom. Oh, 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 what will you do with you? And oh, oh, what will you do with you? And oh, oh, what will I do with you? Lying on the ceiling of this room.
Welcome back. It's still me. As you might have noticed, I am the host and the guest of this podcast, which is pretty convenient. For this section, before closing, I actually wanted to talk a little bit about the perception of time and truly how interesting it is. Like, days feel both like a whole year and a second at the same time. I find it really hard to get things done, but it's okay. I think nobody really knows what to do during these times, and I think it's all right also to just take one step back and trying to revisit everything about our lives and trying to understand what really matters and what doesn't. If there's one thing that this self-isolation can teach us, is that, you know, what are our priorities, what do we care about the most in our days? What are the things that make us grow up and be better people in general, you know, in all aspects of us being humans? I think more and more people are realizing how important art is for the human experience in the universe. You know, music and all types of art are not just entertainment, you know, it's food for the soul. And, you know, artists should definitely get more recognition than what they are getting right now in today's society. Because ultimately, music and all art forms can really be a gateway to expand our lives. And I don't know, there's so much good that music can do. And I don't know, I find it really fascinating that a bunch of sound waves, you know, come to us and we, you know, process them and make them something that has such a deep meaning for us. You know, I can tell you something with words, just with words, and, you know, you might get the point, but if I add music to it, it just, you know, gets you in a totally different way. So I'm going to play this song now. It's called Yellow Concrete, and that's my way of saying goodbye. I just want to thank you for listening and spending this time with me, even if, you know, through a podcast, which is basically me talking to myself in front of a window and a crocodile, a fake one, you know, the ones. But yeah, thank you for being here, and hopefully we'll get to hug again very soon. Found it hard to work things through. Still never felt too bad about leaving school. Oh my god, I've always found it hard to work things through. But maybe if you have a minute, maybe we could talk a little. Please take some time off. I've always found it hard to work things through. Still never felt too bad about leaving school. Oh my god, I've always found it hard to work things through. But maybe if you have a minute, maybe we could talk a little. Please take some time off your day, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com, @SDDpod on Twitter, @socialdistancingdiariespod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/socialdistancingdiaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production, voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season, edited by Jed Shepherd, concept by Tom Dark.